has joined.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Is it only you, Malka?
I'm on, but I was muted because someone's getting ready to come.
Understood.
But okay,
we can start. The handout is available on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. In row 6, the third column from the left, when the landing page opens up, scroll down to the Book of Joshua, chapter 22. And the first link there is to a Mechon Mamre for the Book of Joshua. And when that opens up, scroll down to chapter 22, and we will begin with verse 20. Actually, with verse 21. We've completed verse 20 last week, and the subjects change, essentially. Verse 21. Wayanu b'nei Reuven u'b'nei Gad wachatzi shevet am na'aseche v'yedaberu et roshei alfei. Then the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh answered and spoke unto the heads of the thousands of Israel. The heads of the thousands are the judges. They were appointed by Moshe. And obviously also by Joshua. So if a judge passed away, they would determine who was the next judge. But all of that idea came from Yitro in recommending to Moshe that he choose certain people with certain qualities of honesty, uprightness, and so forth. So this is the discussion that's been going on in chapter 2 is about the children of Reuben, the children of God, and the half-tribe of Manasseh having built an altar on the east of the Jordan. And this is the discussion. They're trying to explain why they think they need it, why they did it. And Joshua is trying to understand that because he doesn't think it's right. In verse 21, there are 13 words indicating that the explanation that's coming is going to be a form of unification for all of the children of Israel. And there are 52 letters that's indicating a connection to the level of Malchut. Verse 22. I love the translation of the Hebrew is going to be very funny when you see it. El Elohim Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yohe Dawanu Heyo. El Elohim Adonai Yohe Wahe Adanu Yo Yohe Dawanu Heyo. Hu Yodea Israel. Hu Yeda in the Mered. Im b'mal ba'adonai yo he wahe adanu yo yo ahe dawanu he yo al toshienu ha yom hazeh God, God, Hashem, God, God, Hashem. He knows, and Israel he shall know, if it be in rebellion or if in treachery against Hashem. Say thou us not this day. The language is not easily English. It's not even in the Hebrew. But it's really an explanation by the two and a half tribes. We didn't build the altar in rebellion to Hashem, and we're bringing all three names of Hashem, El, Elohim, and Hashem itself. We're bringing all three of these names to testify, to identify, and we're doubling it up. We're emphasizing it. That's why it's duplicated. El Elohim Hashem, El Elohim Hashem. We're duplicating it. If this is done in rebellion, and Hashem knows. Hashem knows it's not in rebellion. But if it is in rebellion, then Hashem should eliminate us. We should not be saved at all from the war within the nation. It's a beautiful way of expressing what they need to say. And there are 20 words, which connects to the 20 gerar of the shekel, of the holy shekel.
Has joined.
And we know the number 20 represents the direct light and the returning light, both within the frame of 10 sephirot. And we also recognize the reason for the 20 gerar is it's relating to the holy shekel. And the reason we donate a half shekel is because it teaches us that we're not complete by ourselves. The fact that they're using the 20 words is an indication of the unification of the nation. Very powerful.
Did we get disconnected?
No.
Oh, okay. I'll mute again.
There are 74 letters, which is the word ayin and dalet. The word ad means a witness. again, reinforcing this whole idea about this verse. It's such a powerful verse. And people read it and they say, oh, they're reading it in English. They say, oh, it doesn't make sense with all these names of God. And why are they being duplicated and all of the rest of it? But it is such a powerful verse. And the numbers just reinforce that. Verse 23. Adanu yo yo ahe da wanu he yo. We im le ha alora la vola umin ha. We im la sot a la siv he shelamin. Adonai yo he wahe. Adanu yo yo ahe da wanu he yo. That we have built us an altar to turn away from following Hashem, or if to offer thereon burnt offering or meal offering, or if to offer sacrifices of peace offerings thereon, let Hashem himself require it. Again, the language in English does not really make sense, and so it's difficult to understand it. But what the verse is basically saying is we're justifying. We didn't do this in rebellion, and Hashem knows this. And all these levels of Hashem know this. And if we need to offer burnt offerings or meal offerings or peace offerings, it's far for us to go to where the Mizbeach is sitting in the various cities that it went through. It's primarily Shiloh for most of the years. And it's too far for us to go there. And we want to sacrifice. We want to tell Hashem about our peace offering. We want to give these meal offerings and the burnt offerings, the elevation offerings. Everything that you do in that altar that's in Jerusalem, not in Jerusalem, but in Shiloh, it's too far for us to go in certain times of the year, so we built this altar. And Hashem knows it's not a rebellion. And there's 19 words which connects to the male and female unification, the duality unification, the two parts of the nation of Israel being unified. Well, who are the two parts? East of the Jordan River and west of the Jordan River. I don't know what 79 basically means, but it could be that with the kolel it becomes 80, which represents the mouth. And so it's reinforcing speech, that our words are being reinforced, that we didn't do this out of rebellion. Verse 24. Ve'im lo midaga midavar asinu et zot lemor machar yomru v'nechem levanenu lemor malachem. da nu yo yo ah hey da one nu hey yo. Hello hey Israel. And if we have not rather out of anxiety about a matter done this, saying, in time to come your children might speak unto your children, saying, what have ye to do with Hashem, the God of Israel? Letters is the unification of spiritual and physical with the additional amount of the kolel. There's a song or there's a prayer that we sing on Shabbat morning. It's not Adon Olam. In Daily Zohar, he spoke about it in the last 2 days. The name of the prayer escapes me. But it has 92 words in it, and it's written in the order of the alphabet. And it's all connected to the concept of unifying the spiritual with the physical. Verse 26. When no mer nase nala nu leave no et hamizbea we said, let us now prepare to build us an altar, not for burnt offering, nor for sacrifice. Eleven words connecting to the ketoret, the incense offering that brings us closer to Hashem. Letters connecting to the letter Mem, which is water, which is Torah. And even though the verse is saying we're not building this for these Ola offerings and so forth, which is really kind of contradicting it and definitely not being intuitive. But let's see what verse 27 actually says. Ki ed hu beinenu uveinechem uvein doroteinu acharenu la'avod et avodat Adonai Yohewahe Adanu yo Yohahe dawanu heyo lefana beoloteinu Vahenu uvishlamenu willo yomru venechem machar livanenu ein lachem elek vadonai yo hewahe adanu yo yo aheda wanu heyo. Let the altar, it shall be a witness between us, and you in between our generations after us, that we may do the service of Hashem before him, with our burnt offerings, and with our sacrifices, and with our peace offerings, that your children may not say to our children in time to come, you have no portion in Hashem. Five words connects to this, to a stage of development, a stage of completion. We have 116 letters, indicating that it's 100, 10 times 10, a stage of completion, and 16 representing the sharing letters of Hashem's name. So it's reinforcing the concept that this building of the altar was not rebellion, but a way of getting sharing with the children and remaining in unity. Verse 28.
Wanomer wechaya ki yomru eleinu
have meat. Mizpah, Adonai, Yohei, Adanu, Yohei, Dawanu, Heyo. Asher Asu, Avotenu, Lo Leola, Willo Lizeva, Yedhu, Beinenu, Uveinechem. Therefore, said we, it shall be when they so say to us or to our generations in time that is coming, that we shall say, behold, the pattern of the altar of Hashem, which our fathers made, not for burnt offering nor for sacrifice, but it is a witness between us and you. Verse 29. Kalila lanu mimenu limrod ba'adonai yohei wahei adanu yo yohei dawanu hei yo willashu vayom me'acharei adonai yohei wahei adanu yo Yoahida wanu heyo. Leave note mizbea. Leolale mincha uzavach milbat mizbach. Adonai yo heywahe adanu yo. Yoahida wanu heyo. Eloheinu asher lifne mizkano. For far be it from us that we should rebel against Hashem and turn away this day from following Hashem to build an altar for burnt offerings, for meal offerings, or for sacrifice. Besides the altar of Hashem, our God that is before his tabernacle. Verse 30.
Vayishma Pinchas HaKohen Unsiye Haida Virashe Alfei Yisrael Asher Ito Et HaDivarim Asher Dibru B'nei Reuven Uvne Gad Uvne Menashe Vayital
And when Pinchas the priest and the princes of the congregation, even the heads of the thousands of Israel that were with him, heard the words that the children of Reuben and the children of Gad and the children of Manasseh spoke, it pleased them well. Verse 31.
Vayomer Pinchas ben Elazar HaKohen el b'nei Reuben li'el b'nei Gad li'el b'nei Menashe Hayom yadanu ki v'tokenu Adonai Yohei wahei adanu yo Yo ahida wanu heyo, asher lo mealtem Adonai. Yo hewahe adanu yo, yo ahida wanu heyo. Amal hazeh aschitzaltem et bnei Yisrael. Miyad Adonai Yohei Wahei Adanu Yo Yohei Dawanu Heyo.
And Pinchas, the son of Eleazar, the priest, said unto the children of Reuben and to the children of Gad and to the children of Manasseh, this day we know that Hashem is in the midst of us. because you have not committed this treachery against Hashem. Now have ye delivered the children of Israel out of the hand of Hashem. Verse 32. Vayashav Pinchas ben Elazar ha-kohen v'hanasim me'et b'nei Reuven u'me'et b'nei Gad me'eretz ha-gilad el eretz Kanaan el b'nei Yisrael. Vayashivu otam davar. And Pinchas, the son of Eleazar, the priest and the princes, returned from the children of Reuben and from the children of Gad out of the land of Gilead unto the land of Canaan, to the children of Israel, and brought them back word. A lot of words to tell us that they went back and told the people in the land west of the Jordan what the 2.5 tribes had said and why it wasn't a problem. Verse 33. Willo amru la'alot aleichem la'tzava l'shachet et ha'aretz asher b'nei Reuven u'be'gad yoshvim ba. And the thing pleased the children of Israel. And the children of Israel blessed Hashem and smoke no war of going up against them to war, to destroy the land wherein the children of Reuben and the children of God dwelt. Verse 34. Vayikru b'nei Reuben Uvne Gad Lamizbeach Ki Edhu Benotenu Ki Adonai Yohewahe Adanu Yo Yohahe Dawanu Hewa Yo Ha Elohim. And the children of Reuben and the children of God called the altar, for it is a witness between us that Hashem is HaElohim. Hashem, the God of mercy, is also the God of judgment. And there are 13 words in this verse, number 34. Connecting to unity. And there are 50 letters connecting to the 50 gates of Binah. That's the completion of the Hebrew and English reading of chapter 22. So let's go read the commentary in the where we left off 3 recordings ago, or 2.5 recordings ago. With the cities of refuge and those of the priests and Levites, established. The people were ready to settle down to their intended life of Torah, mitzvot, and devotion to Hashem in the Holy Land, each under his vine and each under his fig tree. The Canaanites had been largely subdued, though not completely defeated, and the entire land apportioned to the tribes. The period of conquest had come to an end. Thus, the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and half of Manasseh that had taken their territories east of the Jordan were ready to return to their homes, having fulfilled their undertaking to Moses not to do so until they had fought with their brothers for the conquest of the land west of the Jordan. The building of an altar by the tribes of Reuben, Gad, and Manasseh close to the Jordan River, near the boundary between the land of Israel west of the Jordan and their territories to the east, set off a confrontation with the other tribes of Israel that was an ominous precursor of what was to come in the times of the judges, and almost led to a terrible internecine war. And this is the same conflict that still exists within the Jewish nation today. With the building of the sanctuary at Shiloh, it was strictly forbidden to offer sacrifices anywhere else. Torah law explicitly prohibited offering sacrifices on a private altar, a high place, which is the Hebrew word bama. Once the sanctuary was at rest in the Holy Land, the penalty for violating the prohibition is karet, spiritual spiritual cutting off, the most severe punishment in the Torah. The unity of Hashem was to be affirmed through the choice of one and only one place in the whole world for the offering of animal sacrifices by the Kohanim. It was forbidden for each individual to set up his own personal temple ritual, which could lead to the development of weird and alien cults that would quickly turn into the very opposite of what the Torah intended. This is why the 10 tribes in Israel proper sent Pinchas the priest with a delegation of tribal representatives ready to make war against Reuben, Gad, and half of Manasseh. Pinchas had shown himself the nation's outstanding zealot in the time of Moses, thereby earning the priesthood for himself. When the three tribes answered and defended themselves against all misconceptions, they invoked three names of God twice over, Kael Elohim Hashem. The Midrash comments, what did the children of God and Reuben see to invoke these three names twice over? For through them he created the world, and through them he gave Israel the Torah. For I am the Lord Hashem, your God, Elohim, a jealous God, Kel. These three names correspond to the three attributes through which the world was created, with wisdom, which is Kel, the column of Chesed, which is kindness, understanding, which is Elohim, the column of Gevura, might and strength, and knowledge of Hashem, the center column, Tiferet, beauty and harmony. Why was it mentioned night twice, these two names? This is an unwritten commentary. Because one of the sets of three was designed for the three columns of the Tree of Life, and the other one was designed for the three columns of the Tree of Life in the physical world, which is not yet manifested. That's the world that is coming. The reason why they built the altar was not to sacrifice on it, but as a sign that they too were Israelites, like their brothers east of the Jordan, so that nobody should come along in the future and say they had nothing to do with the people of Israel, They were appealing to their brothers not to drive them away. This is a message that could today be addressed to those who consider themselves to be the mainstream of Jewry. Do not push away those who are earnestly and sincerely seeking Hashem's true Torah, even if at times they do things that are not comprehensible to you, and even seem like verging on the forbidden. A similar message could be addressed to those in Israel to keep their arms open to their brothers and sisters in the diaspora. Before you jump to conclusions, first ask, inquire, and listen carefully. And this applies even to the two groups living in the land of Israel. Those who are observant of the mitzvot, and those who are secular. Pinchas' mission was a successful exercise in conflict resolution, and the Talmud comments, and Pinchas, the priest, heard. Pinchas was not inaugurated as a Kohen until he made peace among the tribes. May Pinchas, in his incarnation as Eliyahu Hanabi, come soon to make peace among us all. And may we all say, Amen. That is the end of our class, the end of our study of chapter 22. Does anyone have any questions? Two more classes today. One's a deep Zohar at 4:30, and the other is a Tikkuni Zohar at 7 p.m. I bid you all Shalom Gadol. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.